Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father.
It is good to be with you once again. I welcome you with all my heart. I love every one of you just the way you are. All is well. There are no mistakes. Everything is in its right place. Always understand this. Everything is always in its right place. The errors in your mind, not in the way things look. Transcend the mind and you will see harmony wherever you look. Let me ask you a question. What is the purpose for you coming to satsang? Why do you come here? If it's to listen to a lecture, you came for the wrong reason. If it's for entertainment purposes, you came for the wrong reason. If it's to compare the speaker with other speakers, you came for the wrong reason. There's really no reason to come to satsang at all. Unless you have an open heart. If you come to satsang with an open heart, reality will be yours. Not my reality or your reality, but reality. The reality. What people call the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God. You are already that, but you have so many concepts, you cover it up. You have so many feelings and dogmas and attitudes that you cover up to godliness. So you have to open your heart and let your reality shine through. How do you do this? By keeping silence. By not being judgmental. By leaving the world alone. There will always be something in this world to correct, either in yourself or in your family or in the world and people. We have learned from experience that you cannot do this. The correction is always made within yourself. When it is yourself with a small s, it sees a problem. By trying to resolve the problem outside of you, it will never be resolved. It's resolving yourself, knowing the truth, understanding who you are, that brings you peace and realization. What you see, what you think, what you smell, what you taste, what you hear. It's all false imagination. It appears real. It appears very real. As the world appears real, as your body appears real. But if you investigate, you will find that there's no reality to it. Do not be perturbed by whatever happens in your life. Whether it's sickness, lack or limitation, whatever you're going through, whatever is happening. Do not be concerned about this. Go deep within. Search for reality by becoming still and not arguing, not trying to make things happen, The universe knows how to cleanse itself. Whenever change comes about, there seems to be turbulence, cataclysms. All these things are necessary for change to come about this earth. In order for a beautiful rose to grow, the seed has to be destroyed. And if you were the size of an atom, the destruction of the rose seed would be like a major earthquake. Then when it calms down, the shoot comes out and the rose is blooming in full beauty and happiness. So this is your life. Never mistake suffering for something bad. Never say why this happened to me. I'm just a poor innocent bystander. For change to come, the first has to be an upheaval of some kind. For instance, if you're going for a new job, you have to make a lot of changes. You might have to move to a new city, make new friends, drop old friends, buy different clothes. Things have to happen for you to get into a new job. So this is your life. Whatever happens in your life, never feel sorry for yourself. Never be too serious about anything. For this too shall pass. If you concern yourself with the spiritual work, then all will always go well with you. If you get involved in trivialities, materialism, then you'll have a nervous breakdown. You'll have major problems with your mind. And you'll go through all sorts of rituals to try to make yourself happy. Happiness is your birthright. You are happy. Totally, completely happy. Every one of you here. And some of you do not think you are. Simply because of wrong identification. You are identifying with a situation that will change eventually. And unless you work on yourself before, you'll not be able to handle it when it comes along. When I say work on yourself, what does this mean? It means to understand the truth about yourself. Who you are, what you are. To know that you are not a body, you're not a condition, you're not a situation, you're not a thought. To deny the whole world. To let go of the whole world, the whole universe. And realize yourself. You had people get involved in things. It They think it's real. They become hurtable. I'm going to say it's like a dream. You don't believe me. You say, how can this be a dream? This is impossible. This is going on in my life, and this is going on in my life. And the world is a complete mess. How can it be a dream? How can I be dreaming this whole world when I see it before me in this vast splendor and harmony and disharmony, all kinds of things going on? How can this be my dream? Yet when you go to bed at night in your dream, where does this dream come from? That's dreaming at night. How did it get there? Who gave it birth? Who else but you? In that dream, you may dream that you're a little person, just born. Then you're 5 years old. You go to school. Then you're a teenager. Then you go to college. You become an accountant, you get married, you have children, you move to different places in the world. This all happens in your dream, it lasts a few seconds. A dream only lasts a few seconds, you know. And in that dream, your whole life went by. Why can't you accept the fact this is also a dream? Which is called the waking state. You were a little boy, a little girl in the waking state. You grew up into what you are right now. Just like in a dream, there's no difference. There's absolutely no difference between the dream and the waking state. Is when you're in the dream, you take it seriously. You become angry over things. You become upset. You do all sorts of things in the dream. And when you wake up, you laugh at yourself. So imagine me, a prison convict. My family went to prison for 15 years. I got hit by a train. My legs were amputated. And I woke up and there I am. And you laugh. The same thing is going to happen to you in this life. When I share these things with you, I'm sharing my own experiences. I'm not sharing something I read in a book or something I heard in a lecture. I'm sharing my personal experiences with you. You are dreaming, the mortal dream. And the only way to wake up is not to take it seriously, but to observe it and watch it, not to react to it. This is the only way to awaken. You have a choice to do this. But you must remind yourself in the morning when you get out of bed, I just woke up, you say to yourself, and went from one dream into another dream. If you remind yourself this in the morning when you wake up, you'll be able to handle the whole day sufficiently. It will be sufficient for you, as it is. We will not get involved in the world too much. We will not become judgmental over things. You will leave everything alone. Imagine getting into dreaming at night. But now you're aware that you're dreaming. If you're aware that you're dreaming, you're going to react to anything? Will you react to the situations if you know that you're dreaming? Of course not, you'll laugh. You'll see a war going on. And you're in the middle of the battlefield and you'll say, what are you doing? Just a little dream. Throw your guns away. You're wasting your time. Nobody dies. Nobody's killed. Nobody's born. It's all a dream. And I'll probably shoot you for saying that. Makes no difference if they shoot you. You're aware you're dreaming, so you're the witness, so you're being shot. And you keep laughing. And then you wake up, sure enough, with a dream. Now I suppose the only difference between you and me is that I'm aware 24 hours that this is a dream. Subsequently, if I'm shot, or if I'm not shot, if I become a multi-millionaire, or become a pauper, it's all the same. I realize this is a dream. I'm aware of it. I know it. I don't think about it. I don't hope that it is. I don't pray that it is. It is for me. And I am the witness to the whole process. Remember the sentence if you were dreaming at night. But remember now, instead of dreaming yourself, you're not caught up in the dream anymore. You're awake in the dream. You're awake in the dream. Think of that situation. You see everything going on, but you're not disturbed. You see things changing constantly like it's supposed to. You're not disturbed. You understand also that if you get involved in a dream, you'll forget that you're dreaming. You'll forget that you're dreaming. You get involved in a dream, you'll forget all about the dream. But you've been practicing prior to dreaming. And you're in control. Whatever happens, you'll not react to it. Why not? Remember? If you react to it, you become part of the dream. Don't forget that you're dreaming, you're being asleep, dreaming, you're being in deep, surrealistic slumber. This is what a yani is. The witness of the dream. Take a look at your life. Think how seriously these things appear. Since a little boy, a little girl, the things you took for granted. Imagine if you were a little boy, a little girl, you understood this at that time. But here you are, dreaming the model dream as if it's real, reacting to it, getting caught up in it. Feeling sorry for yourself. Again, if you were the witness of your dream at night, you're not trying to improve yourself, improve your affairs. You only don't react to anything. But there's nothing to improve because you're not that at all. Your dream is like the images on the chalkboard. It can be erased. A new image is put on, and erased, a new image is put on. The dream is like bubbles in the ocean. The bubbles come, the bubbles go, but the ocean remains the same. The dream is like the water in the mirage. It doesn't exist, but it seems real. And so it is with you. You appear to be real. Everything appears to be real to you. But it's not. And again I say, do not believe what I say. Find out for yourself. Prove it to yourself. The only way you can prove to yourself is by practicing sadhana, spiritual disciplines. If you do nothing, you get nothing. You just go through life like a leaf in the wind. And if it lands, you'll repeat it again somewhere else. Because you're continuing to dream. In that dream, there's reincarnation, there's karma. There's God, there's all kinds of things happening in the dream. But also remember the dream came out of you originally to begin with. It emanated from you, where else did it come from? There's no one to call the dream but you. Who causes the dream that you dream at night? You may dream about God. You may dream about karma, reincarnation. You may dream that you're an angel. You may dream that you go to heavenly planes. You may have blissful music. What's causing this to happen? You. It's only you. You are the cause of everything that takes place. Everything. Again, to prove this, you go into sleep and you're in deep sleep. And you don't dream. There's no dream taking place. You're in a dreamless sleep. The universe is gone, the world is gone, your body is gone, God's gone, your troubles are gone, everything is gone. This is when you awaken, you say, I feel refreshed, I slept good. Because you're without the world and its manifestation. You must become the witness of this dream also. Not the doer, but the witness. It's quite a difference. The doer believes the body and the mind are real. He has to take action, make things happen, get involved in the world. But the witness really just imagines everything is okay. Even though they've not had a realization yet, they try to witness everything to the best of their ability. To become the seer, the witness of all the happenings on this earth. But there's no reaction. As there's no reaction, the mind becomes weaker and weaker and weaker. Well, there's nothing to do anymore. Until the mind is slowly transcended and you become free and liberated. The choice is always yours. As I said before, do not believe anything I say. Why should you? This has been my experience. You have to have your own experience. When it comes, it's up to you. People ask me sometimes, Robert, when will I have this experience? I've been waiting 30, 40 years and I haven't had any experience at all. I've been practicing sadhana. Nothing happens. So I'll tell the person what he has to hear at the time. I may say, trust in God, surrender everything to God, everything will be okay. To another person I may say, practice self-inquiry. And inquire who does not have this experience. Who thinks they have an experience of enlightenment? To whom does this come? Who feels this? To an advanced devotee, I will say, be still and know that I am God. He's referring to Robert, which I am. Be still and know that I am as God. And if you understand this, and close your eyes and go deeper to the self. So we work on many levels of consciousness. Some people will ask me certain questions, want certain answers. I will immediately feel their ego is so big that nothing can save them in this incarnation. I will keep silent. Nothing to say. And they understand the silence. They begin to work on themselves. Immediately. So everyone is different. where you go from here is assembly what you are. It's your ball game. When it's time to give up this body, you drop it. You can't take anybody with you. Nobody. No possession, nothing. All the things you've been fighting for will have to be left behind. All your beliefs, your politics, everything will have to be left behind. So how fortunate you are to be able to hear these things. Do not spend your life discussing politics, or the world, or people, or places. Save yourself. Save yourself. I suppose that's another reason why we have satsang. So you can hear these things over and over again. As little clicks, as something happens, you are the only one who can really save yourself. Take refuge in the self. At the end of each day, go back to the day in retrospect and see how you reacted to situations. This will give you a good idea of where you're coming from. It's between you and yourself. See the kind of day that you had. What affected you today? Just say to yourself, were you affected by life? Life's vicissitudes? Is your mind really thinking constantly and consistently about person, place, and thing? You have to be totally honest with yourself. It's your life. You can do whatever you want with it. I can only explain to you how the universe works. What's going on? The experiences that I've had. You must learn to love yourself just the way you are. If you really love yourself, you love others. Whatever quality you have, that's what you see in others. Remember, there's no machine that churns out pieces of the universe. There's no God that's created this universe. It's all coming from your own mind. It comes from yourself. You are the one. You must think of these things when you awaken in the morning. You don't get up and put on your clothes and go to work right away. Get involved in the TV, in the newspaper. It's your dream. What are you doing with this? Are you lost in your dream? Are you thinking the world is being real and reacting accordingly? It's your choice. It's interesting when I talk to people, there's something that's going on in the world. All these desperate things happening in this world today. And I say, go back 50 years from now, the same things are happening with different people. 100 years from now, 200 years from now, some things will happen again and again. Different people. If you go back with a front one, the world will always be this world. The world keeps changing and changing, but there's so much leeway. It will only change so much until it starts from the beginning again. This world is very tricky. It'll fool you. You think the world is personal to you. But the world is going through its own karma, so to speak. And people are reacting to the changes coming on. How foolish. In other words, they're not working on themselves, trying to become free and liberated. They're concerned with the world, what's happening, and trying to change things. It will appear that things are changing, but it'll never change, it'll always be the same. It'll keep changing to become the same again and again and again. Different situations, different people, different conditions. But the same world, doing the same things. I suppose what it takes is to be totally and completely disgusted with this world. And have no desires or wants or needs. This doesn't mean it's so soft to death. But it'll cause problems for yourself. On the contrary. You'll be well taken care of. If you only become still and watch, transform everything, you become like a giant redwood tree. Think how many hundreds of years of redwood stood there. Those big redwoods in Northern California. How many wars they've seen. How many killings they've seen. How many people have gone were born and died in front of them. And they just stood there majestically, no comment, people come, people go, but the giant river stands there in all its glory and splendor. You have to become like a giant river. Let things happen all around you. and let's react to them. Let anything transpire the way it will. Leave it alone. And you'll be spared the sufferings and lessons most people go through. And so to sum up, when you get up in the morning, become the witness of everything that you see. Do not take anything for granted. Do not react to anything. Do not feel sorry for yourself. Every morning is a new beginning for you. As you get out of bed and you get dressed, realize who you are. I am pure awareness, consciousness. I am Brahman, the absolute reality. Fire cannot burn me, water cannot drown me. For I was never born, I will never die. I am forever. Remember, the I am you refer to is not you or your body. It is consciousness itself. I am forever. I have always been, I will always be. If you can start your day like this, then you will remember these things as you go through the day. When you go to work, wherever you go, you remember who you are, what you are, why you're here. And you'll do the right things, you'll awaken. Again, the choice is yours. Do it as you will. Peace. It is now time to play Stump the Guru again. If we have any stumpers over there.
Dear Robert, please describe what is compassion, where does it come from? In reality, does compassion really exist?
A being who has transcended the small self and has become self-realized becomes the epitome of compassion automatically. Compassion is a virtue of consciousness, of absolute reality. Compassion really means when you leave everything alone and you love it. You have a joy in your heart for everything that you see, the good and the bad and the ugly. It means that you're not judgmental, that you're totally free and let everything else be free. So true compassion is like when you're in a dream and you see an accident happening in the dream. Well, even though it's a dream, you come over and help the person, because you realize that person doesn't know he's dreaming. You have a great compassion for everything that's happening. All of humanity, the suffering is going on. Even though you understand that it's a dream, you do not become arrogant and cynical and say, well, this is this way, and this is like that, and this is going to happen this way, I'm going to fix this, and I'm going to take care of this, and I'm going to do that. You keep silence, and in that silence you have a great compassion, great love for everything that exists. The ground upon which you stand is holy ground. I mean, the whole universe is God, so to speak. Everything is God. And have compassion for all things, animals, insects, all kinds of vegetation. Everything else you see, you have compassion for. But it's a virtue of consciousness. As you work on yourself and you develop yourself, compassion comes by itself. You have compassion to those who abuse you, to those who cause problems in the world, for those that are asleep, they're living a mortal dream, they can't help what they do. Again, as you work on yourself, compassion will come of its own accord.
What is infinity? Is a yoni and infinity the same or equal?
Everything is infinity. Everything is infinite. The yoni is infinite. It's infinite like the sky. Emptiness is infinity. Total emptiness. Boundless space. The substratum beyond the space is infinity. The glue that holds the planets together in their orbit is infinity. Everything beyond the body, beyond the mind, beyond the thoughts, is infinity. So we can say that infinity is just another word for consciousness.
Robert, is infinity equal to a yoni, or is infinity more than yoni?
When you speak of a yoni, there's no such thing as more or less. And yoni encompasses everything. So we cannot say that infinity is different. Infinity is the yoni. The same as pure awareness, or such as Ananda. It's all infinity, there's no separation. You're trying to separate the yoni from something. There's never any separation. It's all the same. It's all one. It's only when the mind starts to think that we break it up into segments and duality. But behind the mind there's infinity. Infinity, consciousness, jnana, it's all the same. Just words to express it differently. Go beyond the words.
Why is there seemingly intensity of physical energy felt in a human being's awareness after having been in the presence of an enlightened one?
Think of going on to the sun. The closer you get to the sun, the more heat is ensues. The closer you are to the yani, the more reality, the more truth. Go into yourself. The yani is like a force of power, electrical charge. Zen is always emanating grace. If you can feel it and accept it. When Zen is transcending the whole world, the whole universe, and all the power of the universe in the yani. There's no any difference between the universe and the yani. It's all one, it's all pervading. But the manifestation of consciousness has become the yani. Just as the sun shines and the rays of the sun are all different. Some are stronger than others. So this was the yani. Like the rays of the sun. The closer you get, the more heat you get. So the closer proximity you are with the yani, the more the mind becomes destroyed, reality comes, and you feel it. But you are a yani. Awaken to this truth, you are that. There's no difference between you and me. You see the difference, I don't. Anybody like to say anything else? There's no difference between yani and infinity, it's all the same. There's only one. Infinity is an act. If you would imagine a power, it takes up all space and time. There's no space anywhere. When the power takes up all that space. So you can't say there's the space and something else. There's no place for anything else. All space has been taken up. So is with infinity. The same thing has happened with infinity. It pervades all space. There's no place or room for anything else. Again, you can't say there's any infinity. There's only infinity.